This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Chancellor Angela Merkel's party won a state election in the rival party's heartland, seemingly setting her on pace to take a fourth term in coming elections. Homeowners are staying put. Median home ownership tenure rose to about 8.5 years in 2016, compared to only 3.5 in 2008 before the recession. Of the 85,000 men entered into the U.S.'s so-called Muslim registry after 9/11 before it was discontinued, none were accused of terrorism, although 13,000 were ordered to leave after overstaying their visas. Digital companies are capable of targeting audiences so narrow that they can pinpoint, say, Idaho residents in long-distance relationships who are contemplating a minivan. Facebook's ad manager says, for example, that description matches 3,100 people. A 2016 survey of 219 museums in the U.S. found that 59% charge admission, 34% are free, and 7% suggest donations. From 1940 to 1970, 4 million African Americans settled in industrial cities in the North and West. As they moved in, white households in the same central city areas fell from two-thirds to one-third. Demonstrators packed downtown Moscow to protest plans for the mass demolition and replacement of huge apartment blocks that trampled basic rights. Polls from Quinnipiac University indicate that 61% of Americans now say Trump is not honest, 56% say he does not have good leadership skills, 59% say he doesn't care for average Americans, 66% say he's not level-headed, and 64% say he does not share their values. According to NBC, 54% disapprove of his dismissal of the FBI director. The Caravan Against Fear is a roving protest against U.S. immigration policies. 92% of children born in 1940 earned more than their parents, while only 59% born in 1984 did. Federal judge has barred Uber from using technology taken by a star engineer before he left Waymo, a Google Alphabet subsidiary, and will likely hurt the company's self-driving research. Supreme Court's refusal to hear the North Carolina restrictive voting law that an appeals court had declared an unconstitutional effort to target African Americans with almost surgical precision now ends that case. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.